This recording, Jiangsu 25, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sari Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so he was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and made a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, he tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tone to her. Finally, he administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mail out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I come from Rugao. It is a small city. And it's very beautiful. It has a long history with about 1,600 years. Some people say my dialect, Rugaohua, is very difficult to understand, but I still like it very much. I was born in a small family. I first learned Putonghua was from TV. And I learned English when I was 14. During the life I have lived, I have visited Suzhou, and I stayed here for about 2 years. The city I like most is Changzhou because my favorite brand is there.
Kongzi.
整张的是写本年去粉丝他这不要的一起和让人呼吸的事嘛我有好朋友常用往来困我这不要的让人很呼吸的事嘛别的人不懂的我就不来我不求那个卷子嘛孔子书是真有些毛病有一句话来说求的比较纯净没得强力只有问我修字问是你是修孔子书 现在的小觉得能养至于是个人要读能养比如你不说的话他那给了有人的区别可能是困难了长个身上的表达的语言可能那是过后人不觉得这样的